Well, if you like your art a little more animated, here's our weekly digest of what the critics are saying about the latest movie releases. Slate's Ben Williams has this summary judgment.
Our first film this week is I, Robot, loosely inspired by the science fiction classic by Isaac Asimov. It stars Will Smith as a detective who battles an army of rogue robots.
Oh, hell no.
You are experiencing a car accident.
Dramatizing the threat of runaway technology seems to demand ever greater technological innovation, observes the New York Times' Riley of I, Robot. And indeed, everybody admires the special effects. The Chicago Tribune even gets a technology high from hundreds of shimmery robot images. As for the film itself, critics split down the middle. Some think this is just another soulless blockbuster. LA Weekly calls it the world's most expensive tin man, no oil can in sight. But others say a newly subdued Will Smith supplies heart. He's discovered the joy of understatement, and his performance is much richer for it, applauds the Dallas Morning News. Next up is the limited release A Door in the Floor, a John Irving adaptation set in the Hamptons, starring Jeff Bridges as an egocentric artist and Kim Basinger as his emotionally traumatized wife.
What would he do for you?
Well, it's mainly for the experience, I suppose. I mean, if he's thinking about becoming a writer, he should see how one works, see what it takes.
What would he actually do for you?
Jeff Bridges and Kim Basinger are hauling in raves for A Door in the Floor. He offers perhaps the wittiest and richest piece of screen acting by an American man so far this year, enthuses the New York Times, while her haunted beauty burns in the memory, according to Rolling Stone. The film has a mood of summer limbo blanched by marital discord and death, as Entertainment Weekly evocatively puts it. But many critics say the film is too tasteful. There are lots of people suffering attractively in well-appointed rooms, complains the Washington Post. Finally, we have the wide release A Cinderella Story, which stars Hilary Duff in a remake of the classic fairy tale set in the San Fernando Valley.
Tonight's my night off, and it's the Halloween dance at school, so...
I know, but you need to stop being so self-centered, Sam, and start thinking of others. And others need you to go to the diner and mop the floors tonight.
The script for A Cinderella Story seems to have been spewed out by a computer screenwriting program, spits the Philadelphia Inquirer venomously. Insert witchy popular enemy. Insert a big high school game. Finally, it says, insert boredom and disgust. Star Hilary Duff is trapped in the same program, laments Entertainment Weekly. The appealing 16-year-old appears imprisoned in her own magic kingdom of carefully chaperoned celebrity. In the Teen Queen Wars, critics are firmly on the side of Duff's arch-enemy. Newsday's Jan Stewart ends her review this way. A note to the cabal of 15-year-old guys who sent anonymous hate emails for my Duff dissing in past reviews. Lindsay Lohan rules.
Ben Williams writes the summary judgment column for Slate.